Good morning, this is Nigel D'Souza, and you're listening in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. Well, we've got good news over the weekend. US President Donald Trump and Chinese Premier Xi, they've agreed to a 90-day trade truce as the US will hold off on raising China tariffs to 25%. Now remember, the SGX Nifty is indicating a positive start to the tune of around 50 points, but the Nifty has had a phenomenal rally since October 26, 2018. In rupee terms, well, the Sensex is up close to around 8.5%. In dollar terms, put together the rupee appreciation, the Sensex is up close to around 14% in dollar terms. But now a whole host of cues are stacked up for the bulls. Remember, the big triggers this week include the RBI policy outcome. On December 6th, the crude prices are going to be in focus as there's a big long-awaited OPEC meet. What's going to be the production cut out there? And what kind of impact can it have on crude oil prices? That's going to be keenly tracked by the street. And also on December 7th, exit polls of 5 state elections, that's going to be out, and the markets will be swinging to their tunes. Now, the positive in the past month, though, is that the FIs, they have turned positive on the Indian markets. And for the first time in FY19, the FIs have turned net buyers. The FIs net bought around 5,000 crores in the month of November. And really, the risk reward was favorable for the FIs. The Nifty had corrected from around the 11,500 mark all the way to around 10,000. The Indian rupee was at around 74 odd. And the Nifty, well, valuation-wise as well, a tad bit more attractive at around 10,000 in comparison to 11,500. Short point, the risk reward was favorable for the FIs to turn net buyers. Now, the FIs, they have been mildly net long on the index futures, but appear to be protecting themselves in case of any downside. As on Friday, they bought more puts and also they wrote some calls, telling you that they're getting a little bit nervous, or at least they've bought some protection in case of some downside. The key technical levels that you should be looking at is at around the 100 DMA on the upside. That comes in at around 10,960. And on the downside, the 200 DMA is very, very important. That comes in at around 10,745 odd mark. Now, in terms of stocks that are going to be in focus, it's the start of a new month, so auto sales will take center stage. Maruti's numbers came in above estimate, led by higher sales in the compact and the UV segment in the domestic market. Though there was some weakness seen in exports, Mahindra & Mahindra, the total auto sales came in higher by around 17% at around 45,100 odd units. Nomura's expectation was for a reading of closer towards 49,000. So in that context, there was a bit of a miss in terms of Mahindra & Mahindra's total auto sales numbers. Well, the MHCV segment is a smaller segment, but there was a degrowth of around 20% in both Tata Motors' numbers as well as Mahindra & Mahindra's numbers. In fact, the CV wholesales numbers were impacted in November. That was led by liquidity as well as financing constraints. Now, in terms of Tata Motors, the total sales saw a degrowth of around 4%, coming in at around 50,700 odd units. Escorts, though, that provided the pleasant surprise from the auto space. The November sales numbers jumped up by 56%, clocking 8,000 units odd. The street will read this quite positively. In terms of Hero MotoCorp, well, there was a mild growth of around 1%, coming at around 610,000. That was more or less on expected lines. But from the two-wheeler space, what looked disappointing was Eicher Motors. Royal Enfield total sales saw a degrowth of around 6%, coming in sub 66,000 units. The street was bracing for a reading for around 71 to around 72,000 units. Besides auto sales, aviation stocks as well will be in focus, as ATF prices have been corrected by around 11%. And remember, it's holiday season as well, so we could see a bit of a jump up on all the three listed aviation stocks, the Jet Airways, Interglobe, as well as SpiceJet. This is Nigel signing off and wishing you a good start to the week.